Okay, the verdict is in. The election is over. It's all over, but the shouting. Or at least the celebration by the billionaires. All of you who voted for the winner, maybe you thought he would unleash capitalism, deregulate the poor hamstrung corporations, and bring riches to your small towns and rural communities. Let the captains of industry loose, you figure, and they'll pull all of us up on a rising tide that has nothing to do with fake global warming. Trickle-down economics will unleash a flood of wealth, lifting all our boats. Just let the tech boys and the corporations have their way, unfettered by pesky rules and regulations, and the engines of capitalism will bring untold wealth and prosperity to our land. If government was the problem, the obstacle, the elephant in the boardroom, then by God, government has to be dismantled department by department. Or at the very least, it has to be hobbled. Put in charge the most incompetent people possible. Fire the deep state employees. Drown the damn beast in the bathtub when its size is reduced. Drain the swamp and let the corporations run free. After all, isn't that what it means to make America great again? If the rich don't know how to make money, who does? You? No. Your job is to get out of the way. Let the corporations do their job competently and no doubt whatsoever with your best interests in mind, too. If competition was once thought the way to keep your prices down, be advised. It's a brave new world now. Apple, Google, Nvidia, Microsoft, Tesla, they're all gobbling up the little companies. Banks are consolidating. Grocery stores are buying up the losers. Airlines are merging. The new capitalists aren't wasting time competing with the hangers-on. They got bottom lines to watch, stocks to tend, CEO salaries to pay. Don't worry, you'll get yours too, eventually. Didn't we just raise the minimum federal wage? Sure we did. Some states even raised it more than that. The red states didn't, but that's because they understand the importance of letting business run business, not government run business, just the way you voted. Sit back, get ready for your votes to pay dividends. First to the wealthy, sure, but down the road, you'll get yours. Truth is, you'll get exactly what you deserve.